Good evening. This is KE2VLA, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Clint. Our repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This being an informal net, all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. We're having a light rain in Boonville at this time. Temperature is 34 degrees. I will now break for any emergency traffic. Hearing no emergency traffic, all mobiles wishing to check in come now.
Kilo W2, Charlie Fox Hotel.
I'm sorry, I didn't copy your call sign. Could you give it back to me a little slower? Other mobiles wishing to check in, come now. I will now receive calls from other members and guests. Please call KE2VLA.
KE2ZMZ, hi Clint.
KC2NBU, good evening Clint.
KC2WI.
KD2AIT.
3 or 4 calls in a hurry, so we'll go to the top of the list and see what Jack has for us. KA2ZNZ, come in, please.
Yeah, good evening, Clint, and everybody on board. Well, the weather was kind of a mixed bag down this way, down around central New York. We had mostly sunshine through the day, although the rain started towards evening on and off. It's been very scattered. We had almost 3/10 of an inch overnight. And right now we're sitting at about 40 degrees. I know you said 34 up there, but we're still holding at 40. It's supposed to go down a little more though tonight. So that's about it. Not much more to report. We'll say 7-3 to all. KA2ZMZ.
Just under. Just above the freezing mark. We're sitting at the freezing mark. Doesn't look like a good hunting day tomorrow, but I suppose it will be out. We'll say thank you for checking in. And we'll say KC2WI. Pete, I guess you were next.
Okay, Clint. Actually, I think Ray was next, but that's okay. KC2WI, thermometer says 37. I was outside maybe half an hour ago, 20 minutes ago, and putting some stuff out on the compost pile, and I noticed a picnic table, surface of the picnic table, of course it was wet because it's rained off and on, and that was all frozen, so even though it says 37 degrees, apparently that's not exactly accurate. Both the digital one and the one on outside the window here is say about the same, but the table was definitely frozen, so I don't know. I was out earlier, didn't notice any snow come down while I was out in town and that, but it's not left over from yesterday. Anyway, that's about it here, working on my mobile, trying to get HF mobile so it's a little bit more, not exactly permanent, but you know, semi. So I got a question for Ray. I don't know, Ray, maybe I asked you this. I want to get some big honking wires through the firewall in my Escort. You know a good place to do it? Either an existing hole or a safe place to get the drill out and drill a big hole. Only way to go, big wires right from the battery. Been running it off the cigarette lighter, but that really isn't that great. I've got some smaller wires I kind of staked in through the door, and it works okay on the 2-meter FM rig, but it really isn't good enough. So if you got any thoughts, let me know. KC2WI back to net.
Ray, can you help Pete out?
Yeah, still at least in the heater class, we had a guy that drove the Broderick car in, her boyfriend installed a CB radio for her and used big old 3-inch C-Rack screws, and the screws went right through the air box, and they didn't immediately puncture the heater core, but after a few weeks, the pointy tips of the screws poked a hole right through the heater core and got antifreeze all over the carpet. But now you want to stay away from the heater core, you want to stay away from the steering wheel and the paddles. Needless to say, you got that steering column going through there, and you don't want anything rubbing or catching. But over on the steering side, usually there's some big grommets. And although they're already being used, you can usually poke a few holes in them and put wires in on either side of them. What I do is, if I have to do a new hole, I drill a very small pilot hole, and I see where it comes out, and I take it from there. I can always fill a pinhole with a self-tapping screw or a little bit of silicone. You don't want to drill the big hole to begin with and find out that you're on a double seam or something. First choice would be to use an existing grommet. Second choice would be to drill a pilot hole and make the shortest route you can from the battery to where you want to be.
Yeah, I've looked before and haven't come across. I know what you're talking about, this existing thing. Maybe I've got my head up under the dash enough, but boy, I can't find anything. I think I've had Bob look when he's been in there or had it up on the rack, but there has to be something. But that's a good thing. If you drill a hole, drill a little one. And I don't have any problems drilling a hole. It's an old car. My other car, my Tracker, there is a hole. Had some rubber, stopper in it. And I took that out and fed the wires through. And, there's still a hole there. It's an inch diameter or something. And I never plugged it up with anything, and it doesn't make any difference. Nothing ever comes in there. Maybe a little cold air in the winter. If you were sitting in the passenger seat, you might feel a breeze, but not that much. With the soft top, it's not that airtight anyway. Maybe if the sun comes out tomorrow, I'll take a look. I bonded the hood to the body with a couple of pieces of braid, one by each on each side by the hinge, and boy, I'll tell you, that made quite a bit of a difference in the ignition noise. So little by little, I want to get the power and a little better mount and a remote mount ahead, and that's probably all I'll do. But not too many days to work outside on a vehicle. KC2WI back in.
Thanks for checking in with it, Ray. Do you have any further information for us? NC2NBU.
Yeah, one more thing. A lot of times there's body insulation sound deadening on the inside, so you can't see where the grommets are. So sometimes you got to look from the engine compartment. If you do climb under the dash, you want to pull away the carpeting and the sound deadening underneath the carpeting, because usually you don't have bare metal. It's usually covered with something.
Okay, well, we'll take another closer look and see what we can do. Thanks, Ray, KC2WI.
Thanks, Pete and Ray. I think Ray answered your question. That's good. That's what we're here for. We have KC2, KD2 AIT, I believe, is waiting. Jeff, come in.
Good evening, Clint. How's my signal sound?
Good signal.
Roger, I'm working on a secondhand ICOM 2100 here tonight that I got off the CNY swap net there last week, and seems to be working out pretty good. I've been hitting stations like I couldn't believe. Matter of fact, they got the 146640 Cooperstown station. I thought it was a Long Lake repeater, but it was the Cooperstown station. After I talked to a couple people there that clarified me on that, and boy, they sound just as loud as the Boom Boom repeater up here. I don't know, I must have a clear line of sight from here to that repeater or something, but they sound like they're right next door. Anyway, we're up here at camp. We got a light snow. It's 33 degrees. There was about a half inch snow when I got up here today, and we had a bunch of snow on the roof of the camp here. We got a fire going, and it all slid off. And we're getting ready for opening day tomorrow, and kind of looking forward to it. The weather's really not that bad. We had a little bit of rain here for about an hour, and then it turned to sleet, and now it's just like a light, fluffy snow. So I'm hoping it'll stay that way. And I got the alarm set here for 5:30, so I can take my time, get up, stretch, get a little breakfast, and get up there to my spot and sit. So that's about all there is to report. KD2EIT, returning back to KA2VLA net control. Clear.
Good report. Jeff, thanks for coming in. And I think I missed somebody. I apologize for it. Is there another station waiting? Come now.
KD2CFH.
Do you have a report for us?
Yeah, this is KD2CFH Mole. This is Matt. I am currently northbound on 28, just coming into White Lake. I don't have a temperature, but I do notice that getting increasing snow on the ground. Apparently, it looks like they got maybe like a half inch on the ground. Roads are still dry. Been coming from Buffalo. It's been patches of rain, dry, rain, dry, rain, dry the whole trip. So it's not exactly been fun, but, you know, needless to say, it's been a good time. Other than that, roads are dry. Doesn't appear to be any black ice or anything like that. KD2CFH back to net control.
This is KA2VLA net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for check-ins. Anybody want to visit? Come now. KA2VLA. My report is I started up the snowblower, check the oil, then pull out the generator, started it up, check the oil. I'm all set until I need them. So that was a good day. Get the equipment going. This is KA2VLA net control. Do we have any further reports?
I have a comment. KD2AIT.
Go Go ahead.
The mobile station that I just called in, what's your final destination?
Yes, KD2CFH. Final destination is like UTH in Inlet.
Roger, you up for the hunting weekend?
Negative, sir. I live in Inlet. Actually, am one of the part owners of the Screaming Eagle in Inlet, so I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Negative. But welcome home, and feel free to check into the net anytime. We're always here. If you're a resident there of Inlet, you can probably definitely reach this repeater. And it was good hearing from you. KD2AIT clear.
That's a definite roger, sir. Some nights Boonville comes in, sometimes it doesn't. Gotta get my four element beam up, and then I might have a better shot. This is KD2CFH back to net control.
Thanks, Jeff, for the help. We'll make this the final call for comments. Late check-ins. Hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the net to frequency, to regular emergency use. I want to thank everyone who checked in. 73 to those who are listening in. This is KA2VLA, and I will be clear, 73. Good luck to the hunters. I hunted for 75 years. The hills have got too steep for me.
Appreciate it, and we'll say 73 to all, KB2KOJ, clear.